My name is Jessica Flores, and this is my interview with my grandfather, Michael Herrera. He was drafted into World War II and fought in the Philippines and Japan.
What were some of those experiences?
There was a place out there they called Baldone Peak that we had to climb. We were crawling up there in the snow and rain and everything else, you know, and got up to the top, and pretty soon they were firing at us, and we didn't know who was firing because we didn't know. It was dark, and we finally got to the point that we were running out of water. And we ran out of water, so then we drew straws to see who would go down to the creek to get water, because we knew there was water down there. And doggone it, if I didn't get the short stick, you know, to go down there. I don't know why I told you this before. I've told it before, you know, that I was. So I gathered seven or eight canteens, and we have what we call a canteen canteen belt, the service canteen belt that you just hook on. And I hooked about seven or eight canteens around my waist out there to go down to get water in the dark. And I had to go. I mean, somebody had to go, and I got the short stick of the whole bunch. And I started going in the dark, feeling my way, you know, and I knew that I was going down. I was going down to the creek and hoping that I didn't go directly to where the Japanese were, that I'd hit the Jap, you know, on the side or whatever, or that I could get down there. Well, I don't know how far I had gone down that hill when all of a sudden I heard shots. Shots coming. And I was by myself, and I guess my platoon must have been, maybe 1,000 feet away or more, climbing down, I don't know, you from me. And by golly, so then I had to, the heck with my canteens, you know, so I took off my belt because it was clanking all over. And somebody was shooting, not with a machine gun, because I figured one shot and more shots and so forth on a 25 rifle, which we knew what they were shooting. And then if I moved, I'd make noises, and then I'd hear the shots shooting. So I took the belt off and dropped it and left the canteens there and crawled up. I guess it was close to daylight when I got back to where my platoon was, you know, and everybody was glad to see me. They weren't glad that I didn't have any water with me, but it's glad that I had gotten away from it. But that was one experience that I welcome, and now I laugh about it, and so it's quite an experience. But I had quite a few of those.
Were you scared?
So, the heck was I scared? You doggone tootin'. I was scared, so scared that I was laughing about it. You know, and when you laugh, you cuss. You know, you're with your buddies. They care for you. You care for them. You're taking care of them, and they take care of you, and so forth.
You learned songs when you were in Japan, right? You mm-hmm. learned those childhood songs.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you heard some of them, because every one of you guys have gone to sleep by listening. Like chi chi papa chi papa, susume no gakko no sensei wa muchi o furi furi chi papa chi chi papa chi papa, and what that means teacher, a teacher. They're in school teacher, and there's a mouse running around, and they call the mouse a chichi. Susume is a teacher. Susume no gakko, and the school is gakko. Zosensei wa, and the kid was looking at a mouse running around and singing that song, and I used to sing it as a lullaby to you guys.